These are the Daily Tech headlines for Friday, August 18th, 2023. I'm Rob Dunwood. Microsoft has started sending out media invitations for a special event in New York City next month on Thursday, September 21st. Microsoft has been rumored to be working on a Surface Go 4, Surface Laptop Studio 2, and Surface Laptop Go 3 for the fall. This will be Microsoft's first event held since it changed its hardware portfolio amid layoffs earlier this year. Back in April, Microsoft announced that its branded mice, keyboards, and webcams were being discontinued to focus on Surface accessories. It will be interesting to see if Microsoft has any new Surface-branded accessories this year, particularly webcams. Netflix has inked a deal with India's largest telecom operator, Jio Platforms, to bundle the streaming service with the carrier's two pay-as-you-go 5G mobile plans as Netflix expands its subscriber base in the world's second largest country. A mobile-only Netflix subscription is included in Jio's 1,099 rupees or $13.20 plan, while the 1,499 rupees or $18 plan offers Netflix Basic. The $13.20 plan provides 2 gigabytes of 5G data daily, and the $18 plan offers 3 gigabytes daily of data. Both plans are valid for 84 days and feature unlimited free voice calls. According to app researcher Nima Auji, X, the company formerly known as Twitter, may add ID verification features to its paid verification plan, which will require users to upload a copy of their government-issued ID and snap a selfie. X may be partnering with the third-party identity intelligence company Altenix on the feature, which should take about 5 minutes for verification. X will keep ID images, including biometric data, which can be seen by Altenix for up to 30 days, and will use the information for purposes of safety and security, including preventing impersonation. In other social media news, Twitter co-founder and former CEO Jack Dorsey deleted his Instagram account, which had the coveted first name at Jack Instagram handle. Dorsey shared on Noster that he deleted the account after years of non-use, stating, "Don't know why it took me so long. I think I was one of the first 10 accounts on the platform and one of the first angel investors." Meta's new social media platform, Threads, is getting the ability to repost in the reverse chronological following feed, according to Instagram head Adam Mosseri, via a Threads post on Thursday. It's also rolling out a repost tab on your profile so that you and others can more easily find the threads that you've reposted. Mosseri admits that following feed does still have its flaws, but the feedback-driven repost feature does make the following feed a bit more useful. In continued cost savings efforts, Spotify considered removing White Noise podcasts from the platform, which cost a streaming giant as much as $38 million per year. A 2022 Bloomberg report stated that some White Noise podcasts are making as much as $18,000 per month, and that White Noise content such as the sounds of waves, vacuums, and whirring fans accounted for a total of 3 million consumption hours on the platform every single day. After contemplating removing White Noise podcasts completely or offering comparable programming, Spotify has stated that proposals didn't come to fruition and White Noise podcasts remain on its platform. Twitch is finally rolling out an update that will allow streamers to block banned users from viewing their streams. Currently, Twitch allows you to ban users from the chat section of a stream, but they can still view streams. While this is a welcome feature, particularly for tackling harassment, Twitch still allows anyone to watch streams without an account. So if someone is banned, they can simply log out of the service and use a browser or an incognito window to continue watching a stream. Rideshare services Lyft and Uber both threatened to leave Minneapolis after the city council adopted a new rule Thursday that would set a minimum wage for rideshare drivers, which mandates at least $1.40 per mile and 51 cents per minute within Minneapolis. Mayor Jacob Frey has the opportunity to veto the ordinance, which passed in a vote of 7-5 until Wednesday, August 23rd. Before the vote yesterday, Lyft sent a letter to the council saying that should the proposal become law, Lyft would be forced to cease operations in the city of Minneapolis on the effective date of January 1, 2024. Uber said if the bill were to pass, we would unfortunately have no choice but to greatly reduce service and possibly shut down operations entirely. And finally, Microsoft has announced that it will be closing the Xbox 360 store in July of 2024, but you still will be able to buy backward-compatible games on the Xbox One and Series X and S consoles. After July 29, 2024, you will no longer be able to buy games, expansions, or anything else on the Xbox 360 console or marketplace, and Microsoft Movies and TV on the Xbox 360 will stop working. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all the headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.